You know, if you press me enough, you'll get the truth.
I need to squeeze this Ben fruit to get the truth juice out.
Oh, and you know that truth juice is hot and fresh.
You've got to squeeze hard if you want the real truth juice out of the Ben fruit.
You do. It squirts out suddenly.
Come on.
And, good for the skin, my juice.
Good for the skin.
Always speaking slowly. Understand what we say.
Yeah, man.
Just a couple of teachers. That's a Ben and A.
Island vibes.
Here we go. Speaking kind of slow. Gotta make you laugh with a super silly show. Making funny jokes using words that you know. Ben and Babe with a reggae flow. English conversation that is our creation. Listen to the program for
English education.
Yeah.
Alright, alright. Listen to the program for English education, not mental masturbation.
No, physical masturbation.
Okay, Ben.
I'm in a good mood. I just won some money.
You won?
Yeah, I did.
Betting with your wife?
Betting with my wife and betting, you know, with myself. And I'm up.
When you bet with your wife, like, one of you wins and one of you loses. So isn't it always just kind of breaking even?
No, well, she has her betting account and I have mine. And we see at the end of the season who's done well.
Oh, so you're not betting against each other.
No, we kind of are, though. We're not betting directly against each other, but we're betting on the games separately. And at the end of the season, we see who was who was the best gambler.
So it's kind of like a competition to see who loses their money faster.
Exactly.
Because I imagine both of you lose your money during the season.
Oh, we do, absolutely. But this season, it looks like I might actually finish the season with a profit.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
But tidy.
Be careful. Don't gamble too much. Keep it under control.
Why? Gambling's fun.
Well, first of all, you know, you're kind of breaking the law when you gamble.
What do you mean?
Well, you're in Japan, and I'm pretty sure gambling on sports is illegal here.
Well, yeah, you can. It's so weird here. You can bet on boats and horses and dogs.
It is strange, yeah. You can bet on some kinds of races.
Yeah.
But you can't bet on sports.
Well, I can because I use my Australian money in Australia. So I don't think I'm breaking the law.
It's kind of like an internet gray area, isn't it?
It's a gray area. If there are any lawyers listening, I would appreciate some advice. Yes. Am I breaking the law by gambling in Australia?
Is Ben a criminal? And your wife? A whole family of criminals.
My wife's definitely a criminal. I sometimes break the law. You know, I've broken the law countless times in my life, but I've never hurt anybody. And that's the thing. Victimless crimes. No victim.
A victimless crime.
Yeah.
As long as you don't hurt anyone,
right.
Then, you know, come on, it's not that bad, is it?
No, it's not. It's just for my personal entertainment and satisfaction.
Well, it is strange because, you know, in Japan, you can't bet on sports, but then you can bet on some kinds of races, like horse racing, boat racing. You can't bet on card games, like poker, blackjack, etc.
Mahjong.
Roulette.
Ooh, I love roulette.
You know, various casino games.
I love roulette. It's my
favorite. But you can play slot machines and do pachinko. It is strange how only certain things are allowed to be bet on.
Yeah, it's stupid. I hope they open a big casino in Tokyo as soon as possible. I completely support it.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably, you know, gambling in general isn't a good thing.
It's human nature. People are going to do it anyway.
But it is fun.
It sure is fun. It sure is fun.
It's not fun for me.
It's the same reason people do skydiving and dangerous sports. You want to feel alive.
For the thrill.
You want to feel some adrenaline. Yeah.
For the thrill.
That's right. I hate the government telling me that I can't do that. Open that casino. Get those Chinese over here. Let's get some money.
Yeah, it is good for the economy. Like if you look at Las Vegas, you know, gambling is one thing, but it attracts many, many tourists. And then you have many other businesses that can grow.
Look, it's great for the economy. People are doing it anyway. It just makes sense. It's like prostitution. It's the same thing.
Well, gambling is not the same as prostitution, obviously.
When they opened the casino in Melbourne, it was a huge boost to the economy of the state.
Well, yeah, gambling is 100% legal in Australia, right?
That's right. You can gamble, and then after you lose all your money, you can go have sex with a prostitute.
Oh, right. Prostitution is also 100% legal.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, these days I feel like I have to question everything you say.
Are you questioning me?
I have to.
How dare you?
You know, because I've found out recently that you've been lying to me.
Well, you know, sometimes I don't want to expose my entire life on this podcast.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to lie to me. I'm your friend.
Oh, I'd never lie to you, Abe.
You lied to me recently. I found out all sorts of things from Big Rich.
Oh, did you now?
Yes.
What did you discover?
We compared stories that you've told us.
Oh, you did now?
Yeah. And it turns out you've been telling us different versions of your stories.
Well, look, what I say on this podcast, I like to keep some of my private details private.
Well, one thing I can understand why you lied.
Yes.
Because you don't want your wife to get mad at you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's another thing. I don't know which episodes my wife is going to listen to, so I have to be careful there.
So I won't expose you. I won't point out your lie. I won't blow up your spot.
Thank you.
But
yes,
there's other stories where you seem to lie for no reason.
Such as?
Well, the story when you bought your kayak.
Yes.
Right? You told us that you put the kayak in your car and you had to tie the door because it couldn't close completely.
Right.
And you told us that you drove past a police officer.
Yes.
But the police didn't stop you.
No, because I don't want to sound like a criminal. This is the thing.
And you told us that you got home safely.
Yes. This is what you're blowing up my spot right now. I don't want to tell the listeners that I've broken the law. Driving with a unsecured rear hatch.
Yeah, but you already told us that.
Did I?
But the thing you didn't tell us is that the police did stop you.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to tell anybody.
Why not?
It's fucking embarrassing.
Why? It's embarrassing that the police...
It's embarrassing?
Here's what you said in the original podcast. You said, I saw the police... And I drove right past them. I was wearing sunglasses. So I kind of looked at them and they looked at me, but they didn't stop me.
All right. You want to know the truth? Yes,
yes, I want to know the truth, Ben. Stop your lies.
They fucking stopped me and I talked my way out of it. All right.
That... So they did stop you.
Yes, they did. I don't want to tell people that.
What's the difference if they stopped you or not? You still did it. You told everyone that you did it.
Yeah, I did it. I don't want to talk about fucking police stories.
Well, too bad. You shouldn't lie.
Well, fine. Yes, all right. The fucking police stopped me, but luckily they let me go. For the maybe third time in Japan, the police were very lenient with me.
So the police did stop.
And there are some things that my wife knows and others that she doesn't.
Your wife doesn't know that the police stopped you?
She may not, all right?
Oh, now I'm nervous if I'm allowed to talk about the next thing.
Hang on, I gotta fucking close this window now because he...
Why? Because you're afraid she might hear?
Yes.
Okay, next thing. You said you got home safely.
I did.
But apparently, Big Rich told me that when you stepped on the brakes to stop your car... Your kayak came sliding forward and smashed your window. Is that true?
No, that's not what happened. Now Rich is telling lies, or he doesn't remember what we talked about.
He said that your front window, we call that a windshield,
yes,
got smashed by the kayak because you did. Suddenly stopped your car.
No, it wasn't because I suddenly stopped the car. Here's what happened. Okay. So somehow, I got home with the kayak. And then I hadn't used it yet, but I did find some money in it.
Yeah.
I wanted to take it out to test it.
You wanted to take it to like a lake or something to test it by yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I didn't have my roof racks yet. And I thought, well, it fit into the car when I brought it home, so it should fit again.
Oh, so that wasn't the day when you bought the kayak.
No, this was my first time taking it out, right?
So you did the same stupid thing when the cops stopped you.
Yes. And this time...
The cops stopped you and you went and you did the same thing again?
No, but this time was a different kind of stupid because I thought, okay... A
different kind of stupid.
The first time I couldn't close the back door properly, so I had to use my pants string.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The second time...
I remember you used the string from your sweatpants to tie the door shut.
I did. But the second time, I put it in a kind of a different position, and I thought, oh, okay. Well, now it fits, right?
Okay.
And when I closed the back door, I heard a crack, and my fucking windscreen cracked.
Your windshield, your front glass.
Yes, my front glass, as they say here.
So your kayak was in your car like really, really, really tight. And you thought, yep. Oh, it's going to fit. It's going to fit just barely.
Yes.
And then you closed the back door and it pushed the kayak forward and that cracked the windshield.
The car wasn't, the engine wasn't even on.
Okay. Okay.
And you know what? You know how much that cost to replace that front glass?
Ooh, replacing a windshield. I'm going to guess Yomang'en.
Oh, I wish.
Meaning, about 400 Canadian dollars.
Well, you can double that.
Oh, no.
And then you can sprinkle a little bit more on the top.
It cost you like $800?
Yeah, let's say $800.
Oh, my God, Ben.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so I took the car to...
What did you tell your wife?
Well, what could I tell her? I was thinking about... So when it happened, I was running through some stories in my head.
Trying to think of a lie?
Yeah, so maybe some...
Because you're a liar.
You know what I thought? No, I'm not a liar. I'm a manager of information. So
an information manager. Yeah, sorry, not a liar.
So my first thought was I can tell my wife some crazy kids were throwing rocks, right?
Yeah.
And they threw a rock at the car. But then the damage was clearly from the inside of the car.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to lie about that. A kid came inside my car and threw a rock at the windshield from the inside.
My second thought was, I don't know, it just happened, just suddenly cracked, you know, for no reason. So both stupid ideas, and it was a scary phone call. But you know what's strange? She wasn't angry. She just laughed.
What a sweetheart.
No, not a sweetheart. Because you know what's weird? When I make any small mistakes, she'll get angry. But when I do some big fuck up, it's fine.
That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I never know what the reaction's going to be. It could be anger. It could be laughter. It's very stressful.
So you were expecting her to really, you know, be angry. And then she surprisingly was like, oh, you know, that's life.
Yep. I was expecting like divorce papers on the kitchen table.
Well, women are complicated creatures.
They certainly are.
Yeah.
You never know.
See, I am surprised. Like, you're worried that she's going to find out that the police stopped you and you talked to the police and the police said, oh, all right, you know what? Never mind. You can just go home.
Look, there's only so much this woman can take.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't cost you any money. And if anything, it makes you look really cool because you were able to smooth talk the police.
Yeah, I was, as usual.
You were able to talk your way out of the situation.
That's right, with my smooth talking.
Yeah, so why would you be worried that she'll find out about that?
Because there's just too much drama, and I just, you know, some things are better left unsaid.
Well, I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry to blow up your spot.
Yeah, you certainly have.
Expose your lie, but I think you should relax, because that's not a bad lie at all. And I'm sure your wife would think you're even cooler than before.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
hey, look, so far so good. It's working for me. I'm still married.
You know, Ben, that's fine. But come on, man. I'm your friend. How can you lie to me in the podcast and then after you don't even tell me, like, actually, you know, this is what really happened. And then I find out from Big Rich and I feel like a big dum-dum.
Oh, do you? Well, look, a lot of things happen to me, and some things you'll hear and some things you won't.
Okay, well.
All right.
Thank you for sharing your honest stories with us, Ben.
Well, you're welcome. You know, if you press me enough, you'll get the truth.
I need to squeeze this Ben fruit to get the truth juice out.
Oh, and you know that truth juice is hot and fresh.
You've got to squeeze hard if you want the real truth juice out of the Ben fruit.
You do. Arr! It squirts out suddenly.
Arr! Come on.
And good for the skin, my juice.
Good for the skin. Yeah. All right, Ben. Guess what?
What?
We have got a quiz. Chum!
Thank God. It feels like an interrogation.
Here we go. What should you do? What should you do?
Just ask Ben and Abe.
Cause Ben and Abe will answer. We have got a listener question, Ben.
What is it? What could they possibly want to know?
Well, it's a listener in Australia.
Oh, really? Is this the young lady who lives in Sydney?
No, this is someone we have never heard from before.
Oh, I like that. I like that. First time question. Somebody who's, you know, got the confidence to ask a question for the first time. We love that.
Okay, so he says, I always love to listen to your super weird and funny podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also love Space Dragon's songs, which always get stuck in my head.
Oh, that makes me happy. If they're catchy, an earworm, a song that gets stuck in your head. And it plays over and over inside your brain.
An earworm.
Yeah, a little musical worm that goes deep into your ear, into your brain.
Some of your songs are really catchy.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, they're catchy to me. And then I think, well, will other people think they're catchy? I don't know until I put them out there.
Anyway, he says, I'm from Kyoto and am currently living in Australia on a working holiday visa.
Nice. Upgrade. You're going to the best country in the world. But whereabouts is this guy living?
Well, it says QLD, which I think means Queensland.
Queensland.
The East Coast. It's where all the very beautiful beaches and famous places are.
Yeah, and the beautiful people, like me, from the East Coast.
He says it's actually really hard to get a job here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's asking, what do you recommend I do to find a job in Australia?
Queensland's very kind of different culture, completely different situation compared to Melbourne.
Also, he asked, did we have difficulties when we first came to Japan?
Oh, good question.
First of all, to answer the Japan part of the question.
Right.
I did, yeah, because I came to Japan on a working holiday visa when I was only 19 years old.
So young, so fresh.
I tried to get a job teaching English, and a lot of schools laughed at me when they found out how old I was.
Yeah, just a young teenage virgin trying to find a job in a different country. Must have been hard.
Did you say virgin?
Well, you were a virgin. Weren't you a virgin when you came to Japan?
No. You mean like never had sex before, virgin, or an English teaching virgin?
No, I mean sexual virgin.
I was an English teaching virgin, but no, Ben, I had been with a woman before.
You had?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm already traveling across the world. I mean, come on.
Fucking all these women around the world. 19 years old.
No, not like that, Ben. Anyway, yeah, I had a lot of trouble getting a job.
Right.
I was basically homeless in Tokyo for about a month and a half.
You were very dedicated.
Oh, I just didn't know what I was doing.
I guess not.
And I had no choice. I decided to come to Japan, and then I'm here, and, you know, all you can do is try. So I got like a phone book and circled the English schools. And then I went to the tourist information center, and the very nice lady there showed me where the English schools were on a map.
So you just got your working holiday visa and you arrived in Japan and you thought, it should be fine. I'll find a job.
Yeah, I was so stupid.
Well, not really, because you did.
So I guess, yeah.
You persevered. Perseverance pays off.
Well, yeah, it's the PMA, you know. You just got to stay positive and keep trying.
And you did. You're proof of that.
But. My first job was not teaching English. My first job was in a nightclub, washing tables and washing dishes.
Okay. Yeah, you got to start somewhere, as we say.
Yeah, right? I was willing to do anything.
You got to start from the bottom and you got to work your way up the ladder to success.
I desperately needed money. I was completely broke.
You were doing anything for money out there on the streets.
I was.
Oh, it's scary to think of the things you were doing there on those Tokyo streets.
Well, I never got a proper job until I left Tokyo and came to Sendai.
Right. Following your heart.
Following the one girl that I knew. She asked me if I wanted to come to Sendai with her, and I was like, yes, anything. Let's get out of Tokyo, because this place is too crazy for me.
Too much.
Yeah. And I didn't even have a place to stay. And she was like, well, I'll get an apartment in Sendai and we can live together. I was like, woohoo!
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
Anyway, how about you, Ben? You had a job when you moved here.
Yeah, I'm not as gung-ho as you, you know. I lined up a job before I came.
So you went to university first.
I did.
Whereas I came to Japan as a teenager on a working holiday visa.
Well, I had no difficulties. When I arrived, I had a job. I had an apartment. But within 8 months, all of that collapsed when my company went bankrupt. Shout out Nova English School.
Right.
Fuck you. Never go to Nova. That's horrible
right.
company.
Ben came to Japan right before the huge English school company Nova collapsed.
Yeah, went bankrupt. And I found myself in Fukuoka, homeless, penniless, broke, without money. And my wife flew down and saved me like some kind of Asian superwoman.
Wow. So your wife really was your angel who saved you.
Yeah, she came down from heaven and she held me in her arms and she said, everything's going to be okay. And it was.
And then she started to choke you and say, why didn't you tell me the police fucking stopped you, you fucking idiot? Ah.
Yeah, well then she slowly realized what a cowboy I am. But she liked that.
Okay.
She liked that. So yeah, I think we both had kind of rough starts to our life in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, in total.
What about advice for this guy? His name is Arang. A-R-A-N.
Wow.
The Japanese pronunciation would be Arang.
Arang, yeah. I don't...
You maybe in English he calls himself Aaron?
Aaron.
Yeah.
Advice, get out there. Print your resume. Double check it with a native speaker. Whatever job you want, it's a bar, it's a restaurant, it's a call center, it's a hotel. Get out there, drop your resume, ask to speak to the manager, ask if they're hiring at the moment. Every day, wake up as if you have a job. Put your shirt on. Look professional. Hand out your resume in person to as many places as possible. Once, twice, three times. And eventually, it will pay off.
Interesting. So your advice is to basically pretend that your job is to get a job.
Yep.
Wake up early and just focus on it and work every day. At getting a job.
Yeah, if you really want it and that's what you need at the moment, then yeah, exactly. Pretend like that is your job. So 9 to 5, focus completely on that goal.
Wow.
And it will happen. Because there's so many international people coming back to Australia now, once, you know, after Corona has kind of settled down. So there's a lot of competition, I imagine, especially in Queensland. So you need to be very proactive. PMA, get out there, sell yourself.
Uh-huh. So your advice is just stop talking about it, stop thinking about it, and just do it.
Stop talking, start doing. STSD.
Just print out a resume. Maybe yep. Use ChatGPT or whatever. Make a resume. Print out 100 copies.
Very simple. Name, phone number, education, work history. That's it. One page, nice and clean. And you're right, that's good advice. ChatGPT will fix your English better than a drunken British guy in your backpacker hostel.
There's a lot of drunken British guys in the backpacker hostels in Australia.
Don't worry about them. Keep your eyes on the goal.
Oh, good advice, Ben.
Thank you. I think it is. What else are you going to do? A job is not going to fall out of the sky and land into your lap.
Yeah, just get out there and say, hey, I'm Arden. Here's my resume. Let me know if you need some staff. I'm motivated exactly. And I'm ready to work.
I'm ready to go. I'll start right now. And then you go back next week. Remember me? Just double checking, just following up. Okay, no worries. Thanks for your time. And people will remember that.
I guess it depends on like where he is, because in Queensland, the only big city is Brisbane, I think, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So like if he's in the countryside, then...
Can't help you, Aaron.
That's tough.
I don't know.
But the thing is, it's like you can always get a job picking vegetables in Australia.
You can. And actually, you must... if you want to extend your working holiday visa.
And the thing is, with picking vegetables, it's not a job that requires language. So, of course, you can get that job. It's hard work, but it pays pretty good.
Yeah.
And you have to go and live on a farm for like 1 or 2 weeks at a time.
You'll probably meet some sexy Swedish backpackers. Yeah,
but that's the thing. Like, you'll be on the farm with other young people who are traveling, and you'll be speaking to them in English.
Oh, it's a party.
So it's a party. You could maybe work on a farm, and because this kind of work is very common for backpackers and working holiday people in Australia, yep. Working on a farm, picking vegetables. So you could work on a farm for a couple weeks and use it as a way to meet friends and improve your English. And then maybe after that, you'll be more confident to the point where you can apply to companies like Starbucks or whatever, you know, service jobs.
Sure. So if you are in a rural area, Aaron...
It's very easy to get those jobs. You just have to apply and get on a bus and go to the farm. So that's our advice. Aaron, good luck with your adventures in Australia.
Hey, Aaron, any questions, send me a PM, a message on Instagram, and I'll be happy to help.
Yeah, and don't be a stranger. Let us know how your trip's going.
Yeah, we support you. I'm excited now. I feel like I'm living through Aaron.
You're living vicariously through him.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're very interested to hear what kind of job you get and how your trip goes. So please do stay in touch.
Let's do it. Go Aaron.
All right, Ben, it is time to wrap it up.
So soon.
Be honest. Tell the truth. The truth will set you free, Ben.
Well, not really. And sometimes it can trap you and destroy you. So be careful with the truth.
That's an expression. The truth will set you free. It means when you tell the truth, you will feel like you're free.
Yeah, that's what police detectives say to murderers.
By lying, you're creating this jail where you're trapped inside. And if you just tell the truth will set you free.
At times, yes.
Great to talk to you, Ben. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Come to 55freebird.com. Send me your messages. Send me your questions. Come to Apple Podcasts. And please, 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 please write a 5-star review. A written review helps us the best.
This podcast is nothing without you, listeners. It's just two weird guys talking to each other. So as long as you're listening, we appreciate that. And we love your feedback. Reviews, questions, comments, anything.
Great. See Ben on Instagram too. FBE Teacher Talk. We're on Twitter, Instagram. Again, Apple Podcast review, please.
Fresh kayak video just dropped.
Ooh, you actually released a video?
A promise is a promise.
Come to Instagram, check out Ben's kayaking video.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys, have a great week and see you next time.
Bye-bye.